Hello, everyone. This is Patrick. I just wanted to insert a little audio here at the beginning to explain what you're about to listen to. What we have here is we have one of our Patreon exclusive podcasts, episodes, whatever you want to call it. This one is where I had gathered together a number of Star Trek related jokes. And then I relay these jokes to Dan and Jesse and they respond. I think you'll see what's going on in this few minutes into it, right? But we wanted to give you a little extra content this week since our regular episode is pushed off until next week. And it's a great opportunity for folks who haven't checked out our Patreon yet to get a little sample. You can go to patreon.com/itsgotstartrek to check out our full library. And that's growing. We're adding as much as we can as time goes along. We'd love to hear from you about what you think of our content on there. If you have any requests for other content that you'd like to see us do and put behind that paywall. And it's important to note, you can sign up for free and get access to, there's a little bit of free content. There's also free previews of everything that goes up there. You get at least a few minutes of each thing that gets posted up there. So I think it's worth checking out. We'd love to have you check out some of the previews. Sign up for free if you like. Sign up for money if you like to. That wouldn't be too bad. Again, that's patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. Enjoy. So, Dan, you're good testing your volumes?
I am a volume. I am a volume. I am a volume.
Chief O'Brien?
All right.
Let's do it.
Where
would I stay?
Where would you?
So, Jesse, what are you going to do today?
Where would I stay?
How are we going to talk about the podcast today? What do you think is going on?
Okay. What?
Testing.
See, here's the thing. That sounded like you've been practicing that for a while. Some sort of clever performance art.
I'm just that good.
Chaotic performance art. Okay, so we're good on volumes. Everyone's got their little buttons pushed. The thing is recording.
I got my buttons pushed. Are you okay, dude?
Are you all right there, Dan?
Dude.
Are you all right there, Dan? Is everything dude, okay?
Do you need an ambulance?
Okay. Dan's going through the cycle. So this is the typical cycle.
Oh shit!
Sip on your strawberry soda.
The typical cycle.
It's not
of,
strawberry.
The typical cycle of a performative personality is Dan started coughing, just a regular old cough. It started out as just a regular old workaday cough, and then because I acknowledged the cough, Dan shifted into comical performative coughing.
Right. I've totally acted that out.
Right. But as happens, the comical coughing then triggered more actual coughing, which appears to have now subsided.
You think you're so smart, don't you?
I'm clever.
Maybe I said some funny things and laughed at them.
I promise you this was not performative.
No, most of it wasn't. Just the middle bit.
No, it wasn't.
The part in the middle.
It wasn't. None of it was.
The little part in the middle was a little bit performative.
When you were an extra,
it wasn't.
A cough.
I didn't do it like that.
A cough. You remember when you did that, Dan? A cough.
I haven't done that in years.
A-choo.
Achoo.
Achoo.
No, I'm sorry about that. No, I did have some Star Trek jokes, though. Some Star Trek jokes. I found some Star Trek jokes on the internet, and I thought before we do our real podcast, this would get us in a good mood.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk who?
Okay.
Sabotage.
I was so desperate for there to be a punchline. I was like, well,
I know, so am I.
Jesse's just totally like monologuing a joke here. All right, that was a little disappointing, but I did. I cobbled together from different sources, from Reddit, from StarTrek.com, a couple places, some Star Trek jokes. They're not good per se. I did try to get jokes that you could guess the punchline.
Okay.
Because like I thought that'd be fun. It would be a fun brain teaser. Can you guess the punchline?
That's like just like
using your knowledge of comedy.
I mean, Can you guess the punchline?
What were the jokes that we did like a couple episodes back? About
those were library jokes.
Library jokes.
Dan said I can't do any more library jokes.
Well, that's fine.
I didn't say that. We didn't have like a meeting.
I think Dan said that.
It wasn't a meeting.
When you're saying play the...
I think it was strongly implied.
What's the game we're playing? We're playing guess the punchline. Isn't that just what telling a joke is? You tell a joke and the other person guesses the punchline?
Hey, don't get ahead of yourself.
How do you tell jokes without guessing the punchline?
you're framing this as a game.
No, that's how you framed it.
I did not frame it as a game.
You said, let's play guess the punchline. You said those words.
All right.
That's a game.
I'm not 100% sure I said that, but if I did, I will concede that you could interpret that I meant as a game. I mean more as an activity.
Oh, my God. That's the same. Oh, my God. Okay, think of an activity where you're telling jokes.
It's a fun activity.
This asshole's trying to trick us. Think of it.
No, wait.
There's no rules.
No, wait.
It's not like a set of rules you have to follow.
No, stop.
It's a fun activity.
Trying to get us to play a game.
No, try to think of an activity where you tell a joke and the person is not supposed to guess the punchline. See what I mean? That doesn't exist. It's redundant. You're saying let's play guess the punchline.
Okay, it's one of those avant-garde party games you can play.
Like that's what you do when you tell jokes. You tell the joke, you guess the punchline.
You tell the joke, you guess the punchline, you go fucking home.
And
you fuck your wife.
And you're
or your husband, your partner. You fuck your partner.
And you're implying that there's an activity you can do where you tell jokes and don't guess the punchline. That's what you're implying.
I'm not entirely clear what you're talking about. What I'm talking about...
No, you are totally clear what I'm talking about. You said, let's play guess the punchline. And I was like, how else are you supposed to do the activity of telling a joke?
Let's play it. But here's...
How do you play the one where we don't guess the punchline? Let's play not guess the punchline. What's that?
I think...
What's not guess the punchline?
How do you play that?
How do you play... Yeah, what are the rules for that?
I think where we've gotten off track a little bit.
Patrick knows I'm right, so he won't.
No, it's not about right or wrong in this case. It's about
you're trying to compromise. You're like, it's not about right or wrong. Nobody's right. So yes, there is. I'm right.
It's about intention, and my intent in communicating the way I did, communicating what we were about to do the way I did, was to indicate that. Unlike some of those library jokes, for example, from a few weeks back, and unlike some other jokes where guessing the actual punchline may in fact be difficult. Either the punchline is
so you want us to win.
Is it particularly clever or particularly stupid? Like there are jokes where the punchline you're like, oh, it works, but I wouldn't have guessed it. Right? I'm suggesting. I'm realizing
you're saying you want us to guess the joke. Like it's not like you're trying to tell a joke. You want us. The game is
I'm now realizing that this does put you in the position where it seems like I've suggested that you guys are stupid if you don't get the punchlines.
Well,
which is not what I'm trying to imply. Mm. I was just trying to imply that as you're thinking about the punchlines and trying to guess
them. No, you're just trolling.
Think along the lines of obvious punchlines, not clever. None of these are particularly clever, I don't
think. That's the difference in the game in that you are saying, I want you to be able to get the answer. That's
I do. I yeah, want okay. you to be able to get the answer.
Okay.
I think that would entertain me.
Fair enough.
Okay. How about this? We'll start with this one.
And see let's do it!
And see if either of you can guess the punchline. Why did Captain Kirk pee on the ceiling?
He wanted to go where no man had gone before.
That's right. Yeah. You guessed it, Dan.
I did it.
You did it.
I think I've heard that one.
Look, you're really happy about that.
You're right, though. I was like, I'm going to take the most like.
I wanted to lead you down that path.
Like humor wasn't like my first goal. It was just what's an obvious answer.
And if I can get more to the core of my intention, knowing how high quality both of your humor levels are.
Both of you
are very clever
people
who have a deep understanding of jokes and japes and things like that. And I would fear that if I asked you a question, you know, the setup, that you might aim for something very highfalutin and complicated. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, get drawn away from where the actual punchline lies. Which is in the obvious, probably pun.
I'm expecting most of the punchlines to be about like boldly going where.
how about this? Let's challenge that assumption. What is a pirate's favorite Star Trek character?
Wait, hold on.
Found this on. on Reddit by user Dice Made of Cheese.
Commander Yar.
Tasha Yar.
Is it? Right. She's not commander. What was she?
Lieutenant.
She's probably a lieutenant at that stage.
Lieutenant Yar.
Yeah.
Yar.
There, I did it. Lieutenant. Two in a row.
Yeah. I mean, you'd get extra points if you had said Lieutenant Yar.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I was too busy trying to remember what her position
cheese
was.
Dice made of cheese?
Dice made of cheese was the username who posted it. Who knows if he came up with it. Or they, I shouldn't say. I could not possibly gender this person based off of
that
name.
Be like a
name.
Swiss cheese?
I don't know. Why do Star Trek characters make the worst sports fans? Why do Star Trek characters make the worst sports fans? This was a little more on the tricky side.
I'm totally drawing a blank.
Yeah, I'm.
Because they always root for the away team.
I mean,
the away team. Yeah. That one was harder. I'll give you.
No, I mean, it was fine.
Who
I'm just
roots
like,
for the away team?
I'm just saying it's hard. That one, I don't know how that seems like it'd be hard to guess.
All right. Well, what about this one?
I got two of them though.
You have two of them. What is the name of the magician stationed on the Enterprise? This was submitted on Reddit by The Real Kind Stranger. The Real _ Kind Stranger. By the way, I can't vouch for any of these. I don't know if these people are Nazis or whatever. Yeah, they're just people who posted in the Star Trek forum. What is the name of the magician stationed on the Enterprise?
Magician.
The magician. I think
Lieutenant Kadabra.
Okay. All right. That's a valiant effort. But the answer provided here by The Real Kind Stranger is Captain Picard. Captain Picard.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Damn it. Dan didn't look too happy about that one. Yeah. All right. You might not like this one.
I guess it's better than Lieutenant Kadabra.
How about this? Did Worf grow leafy greens in his garden? This is more of a one-liner. This is more of a one-liner. Did Worf grow leafy greens in his garden, or was it Kaleless?
Oh no,
Kaleless. Was it Kaleless?
Wait, am I supposed to answer that question?
No, I realized just now that's a one-liner. Because
he could have grown spinach instead.
I got a couple of one-liners in here.
How do you tell the one-liner?
Because I got to read it.
No, I'm saying
I got to tell you.
No, I'm saying like, what does it say? What does the one-liner say?
Did Worf grow leafy greens in his garden, or was it Kaleless?
Okay, yeah, I see. It's like a hey.
Did you know Spock has three ears? A left ear, a right ear, and a final front ear.
No.
I forgot. There was a couple of one-liners because, you know, that one's
all right. I like that front ear.
I think
one.
That's an old one, too. I think I've heard that. Here's another one with a punchline. How do aliens hitch a ride on the Enterprise? How do aliens hitch a ride on the Enterprise?
I don't know.
They Klingon.
Oh no. Klingon to what?
No. To the ship. To the Enterprise.
No.
You could say that for a lot of things.
Well, sure. Why did Worf change his hair color? This was submitted by Miss Nikki Swan to StarTrek.com. Why did Worf change his hair color?
When did he change his hair color?
I don't think he actually did.
There's somebody at home. There's somebody at home yelling the punchline.
Why Worf changed his hair color.
It was a good day to die.
Oh, no.
Get it? Die? Right, D-Y-E?
Yep.
There that's a pun. Is. That's a pun right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
Why does Picard hate Whitey? Not Whitey. Why does Picard hate waiting in line? He's had bad experiences with Qs.
No.
I was trying to think of something like engage. He wanted to engage, or he like
engage, what was
it? Or he wanted to make it so, but that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't go anywhere.
What was the least popular show on Bajor? Keeping Up with the Cardassians.
I bet I could have gotten something like that.
That was submitted by Dylan Seymour.
If I thought about that long enough, I think I could have gotten that one.
Why did Ensign Kim shave?
Because he was hairy.
There, that's right, Dan. Because he was hairy.
Okay, that was a good one.
That was submitted by Reddit user EJK95.
95.
Here's a blue one. If you want a blue,
uh-oh,
some blue humor.
Uh oh.
What is Will Riker's favorite state? It's a good one. It's hard to guess though.
Is it something about like have to do with the state of mind or like, or
his favorite state,
state
is,
of decay.
His state of his favorite state is Indiana. In Deanna.
Yeah.
I told you it was a blue humor.
It's blue.
It's implying some sort of sexual congress.
I didn't get it at
the
first.
Indiana.
I didn't get it at first.
Where do Borg go to eat? One of you got to get this one. This is by Tier Lover from StarTrek.com.
Assimilation burger.
Nah.
See, that's the problem when you live in a fancy place is you come up with fancy burger names.
Assimilation burger.
Yeah. No, but you're on the right track. It's the name of a burger chain. This is a pun on an existing burger chain. Submitted again by Tier Lover to StarTrek.com. Although in German, that would be like animal lover. I presume they mean that in the nice way. Where did the Borg go to eat?
Futile burger.
Burger King.
Burger
King. Oh, no.
I was thinking the wrong direction.
Oh, here's another gross one. What did Spock find in the toilet?
Captain's log.
That's right. Very good, Jesse. Jesse's on the board with 1 point.
How many more of these are there?
Just a couple more.
A
few more.
Several.
Here's one that no one's going to get, but I thought it was cute. Why did the botanist join Starfleet? Because he loved horticulture. Horta.
Oh, man.
As in the TOS.
That's a really nerdy one.
Creature. That was submitted by JL98008. Which means boob, boob something.
Probably.
JL9 boob. I make a lot of DS9 jokes thanks to my quirky sense of humor.
Oh.
That's a one-liner, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you can tell.
That's okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I'm okay with that one.
My quirky sense of humor.
What do you call a Cardassian?
No, wait, there could be a better version of that joke. Say, what's that joke again?
Yeah, you could make up a better
I make a lot of DS9 jokes thanks to my quirky sense of humor.
Yeah,
I'm gonna workshop that a little bit.
I think it could be more specific and funnier.
Yeah, add something in there.
Yeah, but I'll just criticize it. I won't.
That's fine. I mean, that's perfectly reasonable. You are an American after all.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's all fine.
What do you call a Cardassian on a sailing ship?
My brain is not being
a seagull.
Hmm.
A seagull.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, technically, you know, that's a rank, of course. Okay. Now, here's a couple of. We got three more.
Who's a Cardassian's favorite actor? Jason Segel. See, it's like that.
Jason Segel.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the gull is the smallest part of that punchline. Jason Segel.
Well, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
No, you said a gull joke.
Yes. I said, what do you call a Cardassian on a sailing ship setting up a naval sort of a seaside imagery ocean?
Yes, we
and then the answer is a seagull.
Right. And that's why I'm saying Peter Segel. Or no, I mean Jason Segel. Peter Segel
is
someone else.
But it isn't seagull. It's like seagull.
But you changed the premise to the joke. You changed the premise to what is my favorite Cardassian actor.
No, I said what actor? What is a Cardassian's favorite?
Double pun.
A Cardassian's favorite actor. I was just taking that same style of joke and making it a different joke.
Okay, as long as we're clear that that's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing.
Okay.
So, what's a Cardassian's favorite actor? Jason Segel.
Yeah, it works. I'm gonna agree
I
with
guess
you. That
logically, it works out.
It
like,
works
linguistically. Or
technically,
something.
It works.
It works.
All right. For these next two jokes, I decided to ask ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
I said, "Can you just?" I just said, "Come up with an original Star Trek joke." That's
original.
The specific. I wanted an original Star Trek joke.
For real.
Tell me what you think of these jokes. Why don't Klingons ever play hide and seek?
Why?
Because good luck hiding with all those forehead ridges.
Oh.
What? Does ChatGPT really come up with that?
Yes. Okay. Listen to this.
Is ChatGPT like 8 years old or something?
I think ChatGPT is a psychopath.
It's only a couple
listen
years.
To this. Why don't Klingons ever play hide and seek? Because good luck hiding with all those forehead ridges. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it racist? It sounds racist.
Are they like trying to hide in the.
They're picking.
In the forehead?
It does sound racist.
They're picking, or if not racist, it's some sort of
it's anti-Klingon.
Prejudice.
It's
because
specious.
It's,
specious.
It's definitely anti-Klingon.
It's taking an immutable part of somebody's biology and using it to belittle them in some way.
Specious.
But I also don't understand. And the other thing that makes me, the reason it feels racist to me is because it's like a lot of those racist jokes that the punchline doesn't even make sense. You know?
Right, right.
You know, where it's like, right. It's like the purpose of the joke is just to say some, to string together some racist
Klingons
concepts.
Are stupid.
Not to actually follow the thing of that. This feels like the structure of a racist joke to me.
Who doesn't like Klingons?
Anyway, I asked it to repeat, you know, try again. I said, I want to do the same prompt. Come give me another original joke. And this time it came up with, why don't Klingons ever play hide and seek? Because good luck hiding when you're always ka-plying your way around. And I was like, what? That's a joke. That's a good joke. It improved itself. Do you want to hear that again?
Your way.
The setup is the same. Why don't Klingons ever play hide and seek?
How did you get it to did you just ask it again?
There's a repeat button. You can click a little repeat button. It'll just redo the same prompt. Why don't Klingons ever play hide and seek? Because good luck hiding when you're always ka-plying your way around. Wow. I give ChatGPT the previous joke was racist in structure and prejudice regardless. This one, I like this one. I'm going to start telling this joke. And we're copywriting that joke. It's our joke. So if on the internet everyone's like, where did that joke come from? It came from the It's Got Star Trek podcast.
It's lively but sharp.
It is. We have one final non-ChatGPT joke just to close out the day. What is it called when a Star Trek fan gets a dead-end job at a sandwich shop?
What's up with this setup?
What is it called when a Star Trek fan gets a dead-end job at a sandwich shop?
Why not just sandwich shop? Why does it have to be dead-end sandwich shop?
A Hogiyashi Maru.
Oh, damn.
A Hogiyashi Maru. You know, like the Kobayashi Maru?
Right, a Hogiyashi.
That's why it's got to be a dead-end. You know, it's like, you know, the unwinnable scenario.
Oh, yeah, dead-end. Okay.
This joke doesn't entirely work. But I had to save it for last because it has the word Hogiyashi.
Yeah.
And that just
I want one of those.
Tickled me. Okay, anyway. Those were some Star Trek jokes. Those are actually the best ones of the bunch. I looked through a bunch of other ones and they were terrible. Maybe somebody can endeavor to start coming up with better Star Trek.
There's one of them
jokes
I liked and I can't remember which one it was now.
Was it the one about the captain's log?
No, I already knew that one.
Ensign Harry Kim said, how about the Will Riker's favorite state being Indiana?
No, that wasn't. I mean, that's clever. Yeah, that's really clever, but that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm asking to go back to this.
You want me to just read through them all
No. I'll figure it out some other time.
Was it the Spock has three ears?
Yeah, the front.
A left ear.
Gross. Oh, no.
A left ear, a right ear, and a final front ear.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I like that one.
And that's an old one, though. That's definitely been around.
I never heard that.
Been around Flemcast. For a while. Okay. All right. That's enough jokes.
Got too many jokes.
Are you sure that's enough?
All right. Now it's time for slurps. And okay. Then we can start podcasting and do silences and all that other good stuff. Get room tone.
Roomed.
Room tone.
Room it out. Where's he going? Where do you think he's going?
I think he's going to like touch his balls.
Oh no.
He's going to rip his balls off.
I want to do that.
Like, hey Patrick, do you have any paper towels? I ripped my balls off.
There's blood everywhere.
I ripped my balls off everything.
I'm going to bleed all over the place.
There was just like a scab in the corner, and I just like tugging at my I ripped my balls clean off. You got any paper towels?
I heard that could happen.
You got any baby wipes?
I do.
Baby wipes. Banana. Banana. Baby wipes. Hey Dan, did you rip your balls
off? I heard you guys talking something about that. Balls getting a towel or something? What was that all about?
What?
What was that about?
I was just Jesse and I were merely ruminating on. Jesse was curious. You got up from your seat and you went to the restroom.
Yeah.
Jesse was curious as to what you might be doing.
I was like, hey, what's that guy doing?
And then I grew concerned that you may have accidentally ripped your balls
accidentally
off. Because I imagined a scenario where you had like a little scab that you were picking at.
It's like,
and then you just accidentally ripped your balls.
This is potty talk right here.
Ripped your balls.
This is potty talk.
See, you don't mind talking about like poop and blood and stuff, but you mind talking about dismembering genitals.
I mean, I think we can figure out the line there.
I mean, I don't know. Poop, poopy, bloody poops.
I mean, I guess it depends on your preferences.
Falling into your mouth.
But I'm allowed to be able to tolerate one thing and
sliding
not another.
Down.
Absolutely. Everyone should be whoever they want to be.
What was I saying? I'm allowed to tolerate something but not another? I didn't mean that with like people. I meant that with like...
Are you a hateful person, Dan?
Like when you said, when you were talking about poop, I can tolerate poop talk, but I can't tolerate potty talk like what you were talking. I know poop talk is potty talk is to some people, but like, you know what I mean? Like extra potty talk is when you start talking the gross fetish stuff, you know?
Like what's in the
potty? I mean, I wasn't coming at it specifically from a fetish angle, but
I was trying to provide some imagery for what we were talking about. And I didn't want to like bring up the thought of what you said.
I was just saying on accident, you might've done that.
I know.
But comically, of course, comically. Right. It didn't seriously cross my mind. It didn't. I mean, not really. I didn't seriously consider you ripped your balls off.
This is potty talk.
Anyway, what were we doing? Oh yeah, Dan's back.
We're doing. We have to do a moment of silence. I'm back. Where'd I go?
He's back. We went to the bathroom and shit
to fix my balls. Cause they fell off.
You see? You were right.
It's so silly. Yeah.
It's pretty silly.
Oh, man. The universe is like a silly place.
It totally
it's
is.
It's like a really silly place. Who put us here?
The silliest.
So dumb.
Who came up with that shit?
Okay, Dan's back, and I got my remote control ready. We just need to do a moment of silence after Dan hooves on his heifer pen. I don't know what these things are called. These
got
things.
A case of the sillies tonight.
I'm sorry. I'll clear it out. I'll be boring real quick. I'll be boring real soon.
That's Jesse right there.
Yeah. Jesse does it with a certain je ne sais quoi.
Directly in the microphone.
Yeah. Dan's all like sneaky style. It is a funny sound they make, you know. It's a funny sound with their little crackles and popples. It's a satisfying sound. It should be part of the ASMR. Our library, our growing library of ASMR, just vaping and then people.
You and your ASMR. Okay, let's not. Can we do a moment of silence, please? You're not. I'm not doing a moment of silence. Listen, stop. It's so annoying. I hate it.
I know. I really don't like it either. It's kind of like, you know, you fake it and it doesn't affect you kind of thing.
What?
You know, like when in What About Bob when he fakes the heart attack?
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like, if you fake it, you don't have it. It's like.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember.
If you do the ASMR, right, then you're not being negatively impacted by it. Because you're doing it.
That's some sympathetic magic.
If you do the fart.
What is the people scared of the holes? The Jurassic Park of...
Oh, you mean the term for when you're scared of all the holes?
Parkophobia or something.
Yeah, no, you got it right. First try, you got it right.
It's like thoracic parkophobia or
thoracic.
Something.
Yeah, that's what you said the first time.
Thoracic athopia.
Yeah, that's the fear of little holes. It's a real thing.
I know,
I've seen people freak out.
I know, what's it called though? Thoracic.
I'm telling you, you got it right on the first try.
No, I didn't.
And you've said it right every time since.
Oh my gosh.
Jurassic therapeuticus. that one didn't even have phobia.
Jurassic Park?
It's trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
That's what I meant.
That seems very easy. That's better than triskaidekaphobia, right? The fear of the number 13.
Triskaidekaphobia, yeah.
Triskaidekaphobia.
For real.
Anyway. I mean, you just come up with some word and add a phobia to it, and you've got like a thing.
You've got coprophobia. No, you got coprophilia.
There are at least as many things.
He does.
There are at least as many things as there are nouns in all of the languages.
Okay.
Whoa.
This guy's like
I'm not sure.
Guy.
I did go whoa, but I'm not sure if it was the same kind of
whoa
you're thinking.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa. All right.
Think about that.
All right. Well, wait for the stomping people, and then we can do a moment of silence in just a moment.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm ready for a moment of silence. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been ready.
Okay, I imagine that's good enough.
Says who?
What are you looking up on your phone?
D's nuts.
You're looking at pornos?
Pornos.
Pornos.
Hey, buddy.
pornos.
Hey, do you like that porno?
You like that porno, dude? You like that porno, dude?
Is that, what's the name of that fella who talked like that?
Yeah, dude.
Was it Pharrell?
Steve-O? Oh, yeah, Pharrell, that radio guy, too.
Yeah, that was kind of making me think of a Pharrell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
You can do a jam, and go, drink it up, bop.
I don't like it. That's freaky. It's scaring me.
That sounds familiar. I think I know what you're talking about.
Is that Pharrell guy?
Some dude on the radio.
He was on the radio, yeah. He was like a sports dude for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
He might still do that. I don't know.
It's more like Steve-O. I know I can't do a Steve-O.
Yeah.
You just kind of make your voice gravelly.
I think Steve-O can't do a Steve-O anymore
either. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Bow. That's gnarly, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I can't. Okay, I'm done.
Gnarl.
Did we do a moment of silence yet?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was like a super long one.
It's a moment of talking.
Oh, shit. You got to press the play button.
I'll push play when I think we've started. Alrighty, everyone. That was our Patreon exclusive. We very much hope you enjoyed it. And if you'd like to hear more silliness along those lines, all you have to do is head over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. We make it real easy for you. patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. Go check it out. Thanks so much, and have a pleasant rest of the week. Bye-bye.